Hello everyone, welcome to our Shir in Mishnayis. We are starting today Maseches Avodah Zarah. So let's jump right in. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Lifnei Eidehen Shel Goyim Shlosha Yomim. Before the holidays of the non-Jews. Now we'll see why that word is translated as holidays, so that's what it comes out. And some Jews, I know, don't say Goyim, they say Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Akum, whatever it be. But it means, in any event, those Goyim that do Avodah Zarah. So before the holidays of Goyim that do Avodah Zarah for 3 days, also l'seis v'l'seis imahen, is also to have business transactions with them, v'hashilon, to loan them items, v'lishol mehen, or to borrow items from them, v'halavosan, to loan them money, v'lilvos mehen, or to borrow money from them, v'faron, to pay them back a debt, v'lipara mehen, or to collect payback from them. So Yehuda, Omer Yehuda says, he disagrees with one point, Nifrai Mehen, you can get payback from them during that 3-day period before a holiday, because that causes them pain. Already we're going to understand that that has something to do with what's going on here in these Yisurim. Omer though, they said to him, even though that does indeed cause him pain at the time that he has to pay back the loan, he'll end up being happy later on when he realizes he doesn't have that debt anymore. So says the Rav over here, this name, this word, Eidehen, is like a nickname, a disgraceful nickname for their holidays. The Gemara goes through, that was just not entirely a topic right now, that the word could mean destruction. Such as the Gemara there discusses whether in the Mishnah should be spelled with an Aleph or an Ayin. If it's Eid, it means like witness, Hashem bearing witness to their discussion and destruction, I should say, in the future. And if it's an Aleph, an aid can, as used in Chumash, can mean like a day of destruction. That's a genai, a disgraceful name of their holiday. L'seis, that literally means to give and to take and give. But that's the way of sanction in business transactions, as the Rav says, lim kor v'liknas. That means to sell and buy. Mishum v'azli amodu l'avodah zarah b'yom eidom. Because why? They will go and give thanks to their avodah zarah on the holiday itself. It seems to be the way the Rav is explaining it over here. I know it's a discussion and various Rishonim of what is the reason behind each of these steps. So the Rav seems to understand all the way through that the problem here is 3 days before the holiday, this idol worshiper will be thinking to himself about the holiday coming up, and things that come his way that are to his benefit, he'll use that for the service on the upcoming holiday. He'll thank his avodah zarah, he'll thank his false god for that happening to him. So we avoid doing anything that may give him what to be thankful for. Then it says last shilon to loan them items. Behem of a kalim needed the hajj be'ana. That word shoel, it refers to in animals or vessels, anything that comes back as you gave it. That's where the verb of shoel lahashil is used. Lahalvosam to loan them money. That's most. That's only money. Lahalva is used for a loan of money specifically. The lahajj be'ana. That's a word that's used for something that does not come back the way you gave it. The actual money you gave is not the money you're going to get back. Obviously a loan is given to be spent. You don't give back the same actual dollar bills that were given to you. The farer honest to pay back a loan. When they get paid back, they're going to go, and again, be modeh l'avodah zarah b'yom eidom on the holiday. And that, Rabbi Yehuda says, though, the Tanna Kamma held you can't get payback from them, and Rabbi Yehuda says you can. Why? It's going to cause him pain over the money. They're never going to come back to him. He had to pay back his loan. He won't go and thank his avodah zarah according to Rabbi Yehuda. But Chachamim come back and say that even though that initially does cause pain when a person has to pay back a loan, he'll be happy sometime down the line. On that next day, yeah, meaning still by the time the holiday approaches, he'll already have become happy. Right? If it would take you a month to become happy, so it would be no machokas here because you won't get it in time for the holiday anyway. But the Chachamim are holding note. A little bit of pain, you know, one day or so, and then I'll be happy again. But also, then I'll go thank the avodah zarah on the day that they're worshiping it. This whole iser that you can't, according to Chachamim, and that's the halacha, that you can't take payback from them, is only if it was a written loan, it was in a shtar, so that was secure, it was certainly going to be collected, you have a document to prove that he owes you money. If it was a verbal loan, that the Jew in this Oved Avodah Zarah made, you can collect it even during this time. And they come out from the other. That's like saving money from their hands. Because basically, the Goy is for sure going to try to get out of it. So if you have the opportunity to seize him and, you know, put him into a corner, figuratively, I mean, but whatever it would be, that would make him indeed pay up the money. You know, you see him with a bunch of money in his hand and he won't turn it down. That, you know, you see that. So you can go ahead and collect it even during this 3-day period, because otherwise you won't ever get that money back. Let's do Mishnah Beis. Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Shmuel says, Shloshi Yom Lifneihem, U Shloshi Yom Lacharei Moser. He widens the Issur. Rabbi Shmuel holds, it's 3 days before the holiday and 3 days after. I suppose we would understand that that is because 3 days after the holiday potentially is also on a certain high or whatever it would be from this holiday. He's been inspired by whatever worship they did, and he's also going to relate it back to his Avodah Zarah. Again, seems to be the same sheet as before, that before the holiday you have the 3 days of Isser, afterwards you do not. Says the Rav, the halacha is indeed like the Chacham. The Gola, in the diaspora, in outside of Eretz Israel, anywhere in Chutz Laretz, we have no choice. We're surrounded by non-Jews in Chutz Laretz. I'm currently in Eretz Israel, but people in Chutz Laretz are surrounded by non-Jews. Maybe one would argue different nowadays where there are very large Jewish communities, but certainly if the case would be that one is surrounded by non-Jews, we have no choice but to do business with them. She'ikar parnas haseinu mehem. That's how we make all of our livelihood, is from doing business with goyim. But ol mishum yer also is another reason, even if you don't have that, there is a certain fear. There's a certain fear that if living in a nation that's run by the goyim, and they see that we're avoiding business with them during a particular time that's related to their religion, perhaps that would be dangerous. And this isn't really a avodah zarah again, right? It's worried about causing it. So therefore, eino aser el yom edom bilvad. The only iser would be on the actual day of the holiday. But the day itself still would be aser. It seems that we couldn't let go. Just the 3 days before that we could turn over for the sake of year. But idna nog alma hetra filu b'kol yom edom. Amazing. The Rav says nowadays, in his time, it's the end of the period of the Rishonim, the world is noeg heter, even on the actual holiday itself. How could that be? Why? Mishum dekimluhu rabbanan. The rabbanan have already understood the gavayo about these goyim nowadays. They're not so religious. They reformed out. Not going to go on mimoda to the avodah zarah if everything happens. So the reasoning behind this din of the Mishnah, very amazingly, even times of Rishonim, they understood that it doesn't apply anymore. Because the mitzias, the reality, has changed. These goyim will not go on mimoda. Right? The cholani de itzer bezu amasechta. Says the Rav here, last line. It could be the Rav in some printed Mishnah doesn't have this line. I have it in brackets. All these potential Yisurim we're talking about in this whole Masechta, where he's dealing with Avodah Zarah, is actual idol worshippers, not just members of the religion. It has to be actual idol worshippers. That's another reason why some Rishonim say, in general, by the time the Rishonim came around, at least, they weren't really worshipping idols anymore. Some people argue about that when it comes to Christianity. Some people argue about that when it comes to other religions, that maybe they're not really of the Avodah Zarah anymore. Thank you for listening. We'll continue next time.